All right, so now let's take it a step further. You've looked at Penn State's recruiting class, which we've discussed. So let's keep it on the transfer part. Do you feel Penn State truly helped itself with the transfers they brought in?
Yeah, it's hard to look at it any other way. I mean, when you look at the the guys who are already on campus, plus Eric Wilson, the Harvard 2019 second team all Ivy League pick, who they are expecting he'll be on campus later this year. Yeah, it's hard to see otherwise. I mean, I think with Derek Tangelo, the tackle, and Arnold Ebiketie, the end, you have two guys who come in and have every reason to be starters from the first year that they are on campus. Obviously, Lovett has been very good at times over the course of his Baylor career. And there's no reason to think he can't factor in right away. And with John Dixon, you add numbers in your corner room that could allow you to move a corner to safety or do some other different things back there. So they didn't get, you know, when they added guys out of the portal in the past, outside of maybe of Jordan Stout, you know, you couldn't really, it would be hard, you'd be really hard pressed to try and convince somebody that the guys that they brought in could absolutely surefire be starters the first year they're on campus.
Right.
Stout, obviously, the lone exception. Now you have four guys, at least, and maybe five, who you feel pretty good about at minimum being a rotation guy on Saturday, and not just any Saturday, but that first Saturday you head to Wisconsin. So, yeah, there's really no other way to look at it that you know, beyond the one that says they helped themselves pretty well so far. And there's obviously going to be more opportunities, both to have guys come in maybe after spring practice, and you could lose some guys too. So the book's not shut on that evaluation just yet, but it again, so far, so good.